I think this song was one of the songs that were on the playlist on my grandmother and grandfather's wedding. Beautiful music at its best. It's a Pure Magic and Rebecca Malupe titled Thululalele. You're hearing it on your Rise FM, and I hope it just reminded you somebody special just as well. We're going to be having a conversation in a short bit with the pastry chef Ayanda. In a short bit, I'm super excited. I can't wait to hear what she has in store for us. Maybe you can also just walk away with a very easy recipe on something pastry. You'll never know. Find out just after this.
New year, same attitude. Because here at Rise FM, we don't follow the trend, we set it. Buckle up for another year of Sonic Rebellion.
There you had it, your favorite Rise FM. And if anything, we always make sure that you get the best of everything on Rise FM mid-mornings. And speaking of the best of everything, hashtag Fun Food Friday. Right about now, I'm going to be having a conversation with the chef Ayanda Mkize, who actually started her baking journey during the lockdown times in South Africa. And she also has a book that she released called The Baking Bible. Super excited, super interested, and super, super ready to get to have a conversation with her. Chef Ayanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so very much for making time to speak to us. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. And also, thank you for the opportunity. I'm great, thank you.
Lovely stuff. I'm actually, I actually thought you'd say good morning, Totlang, because you know you're going to be speaking to Totlang at Sia. Lovely stuff.
I think pronunciation would have killed me, so I wasn't going to try.
No, you got it easy today. It's Sia standing in for Totlang.
All right.
Lovely stuff. So you started your journey during the most trying times in South Africa, you know, lockdown, and a lot of people actually introspected and did some amazing things, which they actually got to carry on through after then. Can you maybe share with us a story of how you decided to pick up baking as a hobby during that time? What happened?
So during lockdown, I'd started like a mobile kitchen where I was just selling food in my area. And, you know, we'd see when lockdown came through, the regulations were like really tough and people had to close down. So I was one of the people that had to close because it wasn't regarded as like a priority to sell food. Yeah. So as I was at home, I was just chilling. I was like, okay, let me just use my time and just bake. So I just started baking, and the response from my family was good, surprisingly. So I was like, okay, it seems like there's something there, and I just kept on baking, kept on trying new recipes, and I wasn't really satisfied with the recipes that I was getting on Google. Mm. And then I just dived into now the science behind baking. I took a lot of time understanding ingredients, the purpose of using ingredients, and then I started developing my own recipes. So when I started developing my own recipes, I'd share them on my page. And someone just posted on my page, they're like, hey, have you ever thought of like virtual classes? And I'm like, what is a virtual class? It's like, it's online. You can do it via Zoom. And I'm like, oh, okay. I gave it a shot. I think the first class I had like 4 people and it was good. And I was like, okay, people were getting the same results that I was getting. The feedback was great. And then basically that's how I started this online teaching and teaching people how to bake. And that's how I started my business in 2021.
I think it's amazing how we start some things and just end up with an amazing thing, all just because we started. And I think that's the key lesson that I'm also taking away just from this little bit of our conversation so far, that starting something is actually amazing. Now, I think I'm actually curious in knowing what's the first thing you baked and how did it turn out? Because you just said your family loved it.
The first thing I baked was scones. Oh my gosh. They didn't look like scones, but the taste was great. So my family loved the scones. I think people are not eating good scones because when I was like, okay, I'm going to try making scones, like, I don't like scones. Scones are dry. And I'm like, let me try it out. Let me try and make scones that are soft. Didn't look so great, but the taste was amazing. And then from there onwards, it was just about perfecting the skill, making sure that my work looks as good as it tastes. And from then on, the family was hooked. I was baking every day. They were trialing my recipes, giving me like constructive criticism. This is too sweet. This needs that. But Yeah, my family has been behind me a lot, especially in the business.
In the business. And now tell me, speaking of the business, you have reached over 5,000 students through your online baking classes. How does such an achievement make you feel? How do you feel looking at the milestone that you've reached, considering all of the people that you've reached and seeing the creations that they make out of the lessons that you teach?
I feel amazing, and I always give glory to God, especially in this business, because all these people have just been sent by Him, and through my baking and through my recipe creation, a lot of people are able to like start their own businesses. It makes me feel so good that, you know, I'm playing my part in my community, and I just make sure, even during my classes, I do a little bit of preaching here and there. I just talk about the gospel here and there. So it makes me feel amazing. I'm very, very happy that so many people are now equipped with a skill that no one can take away from them, especially when you're looking at the type of economy that we're in. It's important to have a skill that can make you money, that doesn't rely on employment. So it makes me feel amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell me about the baking Bible. I think that's a very catchy word, and I presume it comes from you also sprinkling some gospel here and there. What inspired the title of your book, and what's your favorite recipe on the book?
The title was inspired by my relationship with God. I'm a born-again Christian, proudly. So I was just meditating in the morning, and I'm like, God, I'm here. Speak to me. I want to listen to you. I don't want to ask anything from you. I just want to listen to you. And I was like, there's an idea of a book that I want to do. What do you think I should do? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, call this book the Baking Bible. I was scared because I thought this would limit my customers, because not everybody is religious.
Yeah.
But God was like, Ayanda, do it. Call it the Baking Bible. On every page of the book, after the recipe, you need to have a Bible verse that when someone's done baking, they read a Bible verse. So I was obedient. I was obedient to God. I was obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I named the book The Baking Bible. And my favorite recipe, I think everybody knows, I love everything with Biscoff. It's our chocolate Biscoff cake with Biscoff whipped cream. And it's got Biscoff everything. With a chocolate cake sponge.
And as we wrap up, man, how can people get in touch with you or even purchase the book or perhaps follow you on social media and just keep in touch, get to access the Biscoff recipe that's your fave?
Okay. They can follow us on Facebook. Facebook is iDish. Instagram, it's iDish _, and also on TikTok, it's iDish. We are still selling the book directly from me, but we are working on getting something like a national distribution, regional, like getting it also out of South Africa. That's still in the pipeline. Once everything is ready, we will post on our socials. We've also got our WhatsApp line, which is 079-032-8311. This is where you can place your cake orders, you can join online classes, and you can also make a purchase for the Baking Bible.
Thank you so very much for joining us and spending time with us this morning. And yeah, man, I really wish you nothing but the best with your baking journey. And yeah, I think obedience is also another lesson I'm taking away from this conversation this morning. I really hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
There we had it. Oh, man. She's a pastry chef, Chef Ayanda. She says she believes that it's important to have a Bible verse on after every recipe. So you can also sprinkle some love and the gospel everywhere that you go. And yes, man, beautiful stuff we're hearing on Rise FM. If you're inspired, be sure to follow her. It's Ayanda. Chef Ayanda Mkhize on Instagram. No.